I'm Silva Harapetian. Welcome to my show. We talk ordinary people, extraordinary stories, living life on their own terms. Hello, everybody. Silva Harapetian here with another episode of the Silva Harapetian Show. Thank you for joining us. I know I haven't been around for a while, and if you're watching me on YouTube, you're going, "What is happening?"
What happened to your hair?
It is gone. And if you are listening to us on the radio, I know you're going to maybe go online and try to find pictures, but you won't because I haven't posted any yet. So, but that's not what this episode is about. I am so happy to say that this episode is about my friend Aaron Bender. He was the voice of KFI Radio here in Los Angeles. He has worked across the country in radio. In fact, Aaron and I started our careers together at KMPH News Radio in Fresno, California. This is my radio voice.
I know you just so easily slipped into that radio voice.
I did. I haven't used my radio voice in a while. So he is joining us today to talk about all things career, life, transition, change, fatherhood, you name it. If you need a little bit of inspiration in your life, if you need a little bit of hope in your life, if you need a little bit of sunshine in your life, Aaron is going to give it to us today. Thank you for joining us today, Aaron.
Wow, the pressure. The sunshine and hope and inspiration. Oh my gosh.
Well, that's
The pressure.
Whether you like it or not, that's you exude all of that. You always have.
And so it's two things. First off, I'm just getting over a cold, so I will try my best to reach over to mute myself if I need to hack a lung over here. Number one. Number two, when was the last time your hair was this short? Oh, my God.
I know. You hadn't seen it either.
I was shocked when I got on the Skype. I was like, what are you? Oh, my gosh. I thought you just had it back.
Yeah.
Or maybe like in a bun that I couldn't see. And then you turned. I was like, it's gone. It's all gone.
It is gone. It is shocking. But what do you think, though? Be honest, though. You've always.
I love it. I love it. Your face has never looked brighter and more well, and that's also just the period you are in your life, but it's like bam, this is me. I love it.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going for. You know, I think the thing about hair is that we just like everything else in life, we allow it to define who we are, and I think we need to just get really comfortable with us defining who we are. And not allow the external physical things around us, whether it be hair or a job or a career or our status, define who we are. And I have slowly been sort of taking control of that element in my life. And I think the hair was really a symbolism to just getting rid of the old and bringing in the new.
When you make
a physical change like that, you are physically, externally changing something, but you also then force your physiology to catch up to it. And it's been a really great experience. And to answer your question, by the way, could you all tell he's a journalist, because this episode is about him. And he started out by asking questions about me, right? So this is going to be a great conversation today. But last time my hair was this short, right before I moved from LA for my first job in Fresno, it was 1998.
You haven't had your hair this short since the late 1900s. I keep reminding myself sometimes, oh, by the way, yeah, I graduated high school in the late 1900s.
Into 1900s, yes, yes, yes. But it's very liberating, but...
It looks great. You sound great. So great to be here.
Thank you
so
for all of the administrative stuff that you just did. I'm going to tell our viewers and listeners as well that I too am getting over a cold. So if I need to, and if I sound kind of strange or if I have a frog in my throat, that's because I'm trying my best not to cough in your ear. Or on the screen. And for those of you watching us on YouTube, Aaron and I had a little bit of a technical problem with his background. As you can tell, he's got a great green screen. A lot of you doing video now know what a green screen is. And he usually does Zoom interviews because he has his own Aaron Bender podcast. And he's able to put backdrops in, but we're doing this interview on Skype, and Skype sort of made him not have a neck.
Yeah. All of a sudden, so everything around me was great. And then all of this in between was just green screen. I couldn't. And also, I love, by the way, again, people watching on YouTube, and I've explained this on my podcast as well, I can't figure out my camera settings to get something like this to stop. Watch. See? So, yeah, if I put my hands up, and of course we talk with our hands, I turn my actual shade of white, whereas when I put it down, oh, it's a nice tan. It's a very nice tan, right? Yes. Because the camera's picking up all this green, so it's adjusting it, and it's like, no, no more green. Oh, it's all just white.
That's so funny. Well, so, all right.
I don't know,
well,
I'll figure it out.
We've talked a lot of just technical stuff and radio stuff and media stuff already, but this
is
how
I'm just pulling off any kind of questions that you're going to ask that are going to make me cry as payback for my making you cry on my podcast.
But you know, this is how we are when we get together. We are just going to have a very informal conversation. I should say this on the record, and Aaron, I should have said this obviously earlier, and I feel like I don't have to because you're in media, but you know, I'm going to ask questions, and if you really don't want to talk about it or don't want to answer,
sure.
You know, tell me that you don't want to go there, and I appreciate that and respect that. But you know, I'm going to start with the thing that a lot of people know, and back into the thing that a lot of people don't know. And a lot of people know that, I mean, how long did you work at KFI?
Oh, I was there 12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
So
12
if
years.
If anyone ever listened to KFI and you were in the car, and by the way, my sister and my family always did, you know, you're familiar with Aaron's voice. You were there for a long time, and you know, people got used to your voice. So when you were gone, there was a lot of questions about, where's Aaron? What happened to Aaron? What's going on with Aaron? A lot of speculation and a lot of questions, and you kind of went radio silent for a little while, and you were just not coming back into the mix, and you have started your own podcast. You are teaching at CSUN, and you have been doing that for a while. I want you to tell our listeners and our viewers who did follow you and who were listening to you, who kind of wondered, what happened to Aaron? Can you fill them in as to where did Aaron go?
Yeah, so late October of 2019, a series of very poor decisions, lots of mistakes, both off the air and on the air, personally and professionally, just all came to a head. And I basically left the company no choice but to let me go. And I'm glad they did, because it was a slap in the face. It was a wake-up call. It was all the types of things that failure and negative situations and bad things, it's all, you know, the silver linings on the gray clouds, all those, pick whatever cliche you want. It was exactly that. And the events of the next year would basically paint the picture that it was God's gift. It was God's blessing that what happened in October and November of 2019, losing my job, it was a gift. And I look at it that way because 2 months after I lost my job, my wife and I learned that her breast cancer that she had fought in 2017 and 18 had returned and spread all over the place, liver, lungs, adrenals, bone. And so we immediately went into, okay, how do we fight this? Because the survival rates for breast cancer, just in general, stage 3 and 4, are something like 3 to 5 years, right? And if it comes back, that drops dramatically. And with it spreading as much as it did, we knew we had to fight. 2 months after that is when the pandemic took hold. So now our two daughters, now 6 and 8, then 5 and 7 or whatever it was at the time, there was a birthday involved in there somewhere. They're staying home. So somebody's got to stay home with them. And my mother-in-law lives with us, but there's only so much she can do. So, You put all that together, just those events, not counting all the different things that I had going on in my life and needed to work on myself, it was absolutely a blessing that I lost that job, because then I could focus on family, focus on myself, focus on priorities that mattered, focus on people who mattered. And so over the course of when we got the diagnosis in January and February of last year to when she eventually passed away in November, through her love for me and for our family, basically worked with me on my issues and said, hey, you know, this family is going to be yours. And this is how we fix you so that you are right for them. And had I not lost that job in 2019, love my KFI family, love the iHeart family, still friends with most of the people I worked with, and still keep in contact with them. But it was best for me to not be there anymore. And it was best for them that I wasn't there anymore. Because last year was the pivotal year. Forget the pandemic. You know, last year was like the pivotal year in my life and my family's life. And now I'm home. I still teach at Cal State Northridge. I've got this podcast. I've got other projects that I'm working on. And I'm just feet away from my family all the time. And while that is a little stressful sometimes, because I've worked outside of the house for my entire life, and now it's the transition to work from home, just like everybody else had to last year. But it was an absolute blessing, and it was just a series of very poor decisions and mistakes that caught up with me. And I'm thankful for it. So thankful for it.
Yeah, this conversation having had now is very different than I'm sure where you were at the moment, or the months following.
I didn't think it was a blessing at first. Trust me. It that picture was not painted for several months. That that was God's plan. All right, okay, I get it. I hear you.
How did you handle? Because you know, when you lose something that is so much of your identity, and you know, those of us in media, it's not what we do, it's who we are, because we are constantly in the state of.
Oh yeah, you're just always on. You're always a reporter. You're always looking for stories. Yeah.
Thinking, you're always paying attention. You're always focusing, even if you're not watching television or reading the newspaper. You're out in the street, you're walking, you're always paying attention in a very different way than most people are.
Yep.
When that job is so much a part of you, it becomes who you are, it becomes what you're about, it becomes how you move in life, it becomes your lifestyle, it becomes the choices you make and where you eat and where you go and who you hang out with. You know, it just becomes part of your identity, it becomes part of your DNA. Yep. How did you go from, you know, that to not having it, and then within a short period of time, then finding out this horrific news about your wife just a few months later? Can you tell me the first 6 months of that was like?
I liken it to kind of a detox. You know, it's kind of like it's quitting something cold turkey. You know, you're talking about news, you're talking about lifestyle choices, you're talking about, you know, social media addiction, you know, all these different things that all of a sudden you don't have access to anymore. You know, I'm not going into a newsroom. I had to detox from news itself. Because every time I would watch local or network news or listen to the radio, all I could think about was that should be me. I should be there. I would love to report on this, you know, and as the pandemic is taking hold, my wife is asking me like, how would you handle this at work? And I'm like, I really don't want to talk about that because, that's not me anymore, you know? And it really took a lot to just break that habit of always checking my phone, because I deleted all my social media, couldn't handle that anymore. And again, thankfully, because I needed zero distractions last year with my wife fighting cancer, with my daughters having to school from home, with me having to teach from home. So that first 6 months, I mean, it was rough, because I get fired at the end of October, early November, and then we launch right into my daughter's birthday was right around that time, and then Thanksgiving, and then, you know, my wife's birthday, Christmas, anniversary, then my birthday, and all of these things, my other daughter's birthday, and then all of these things are happening in under that cloud of what are we going to do? Because she's still trying to work through treatment, because I don't have a job other than teaching, which doesn't pay the mortgage, doesn't pay all the bills. And so there was a lot of pressure on her. And it was really just kind of shedding that mentality of news guy first, because I used to talk about having three jobs. You know, I was a news anchor, I was a teacher and a podcast host, and my wife would be like, no, you have two jobs, husband and father. The other things are, you know, how you make money and bring that, but really you only have two jobs. And so reprioritizing that, and as we talked about early on, the shedding of the external identity and accepting that, you know what, I'm not that news guy anymore. And it took me probably until maybe June or July of last year to stop incessantly checking LinkedIn, Indeed, ZipRecruiter, all these different job sites for something, for anything. I applied for hundreds of jobs. And as somebody who hadn't applied for a job really since 2004,
the 1900s,
the late 1900s. You know, it was a fascinating experience, you know, especially during the pandemic, you know, you're doing a couple of interviews. I didn't get many interviews, but the ones I did get up were on Zoom. And, you know, it just, again, just shedding that and accepting that identity is, it comes from within, you know, it's not your job. It's not how you dress. It's not your hair. It's how you feel inside and who you are to your family. And that took a while.
Yeah. And unfortunately, something drastic has to happen in most of our lives. Most of us who are so ingrained in this business to stop. And sometimes it happens by choice. Sometimes it happens, you know, it just
or forced
happens.
Into it.
It's forced into it. And you can choose. You have two options. You can choose to figure out how to move forward and how to become a better version of yourself, or you can choose to continue to stay in the past and try to repeat who that was and stay in that same cycle, which if you've ever been through anything and have done that, it doesn't work, because there's a reason why you were pushed into a different situation. It's a forced way of a whole new path. What did it mean for you to be a journalist?
I loved entertaining with information. And just, you could get your facts anywhere, but getting them from a place that you enjoy hearing it, like with maybe some humor, depending on the story, some perspective, you know, that's what I love about radio is just the intimacy, the bond that the radio person has with the listener. That part, I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to continue this conversation. We're going to get into much deeper version of Aaron's journey and where he's been and what he's done. And we're going to learn a lot more right after this.